Are you going to do the opening?
Does everyone, do you want me to do the opening?
Yeah. Well, you're the boss, applesauce.
Okay. All right, I guess. I
Introduce our first live show, lady.
know. Woo! So exciting. Okay. Welcome back. Good morning,
Billy,
Jen. Anna.
oh, sorry.
Oh my God.
Excuse me, Anna.
We've already started season two, Anna. You've already interrupted me. Can't take this anymore.
Fuck it, I quit.
Anna, what do you gotta say? What do you gotta say, Anna? Just let it out.
I was just gonna warn Kaylee to tell her that be careful because none of this can be edited.
Right, this is a live episode. None of this can be edited.
Oh, come on. Like, I've never worried
I
about
mean,
what I've said
our
before.
episode on Podbean will be edited, of course, but not YouTube.
Yeah.
Not the YouTube stuff. Okay, are we ready?
I'm
Yeah.
ready. Welcome back.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, who love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands. Welcome. Wow, guys, really? I did not hear anyone else say welcome.
I said welcome. I know I did it. I just stayed quiet.
Anyway, welcome to season two, episode one, which is our first live show posting on YouTube right now.
Woo!
So excited to come back
on YouTube with our 19
followers
subscriptions.
And subscriptions. And you know what?
Because,
We're trying something new,
yeah.
something different
yep.
for season two.
See how it works.
So let's go ahead and do some catch up. We've been gone for like
months. I'm trying to think. There's really nothing. I mean, just work.
Work, 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 work.
My little cousin had her baby. That was fun. Yeah, there's really not much. I feel like I've been busy, but I mean, not like busy with like different things. So I don't know.
Busy, but not busy.
Yeah, like, oh, I've been going to the gym regularly-ish, like 3 times a week. That's it.
That's cool. I'm proud of you. I've been going to work, eating fast food in bed, and then going right to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fulfilled summer break, guys. You know?
All I was saying was that I was just eating fast food and then going to bed. That wasn't everything I was doing. I've been taking a lot of Lyft rides, and I've been meeting a lot of interesting drivers on my Lyft rides. I met this older man named Thomas who has a band called Buddha Fly, kind of like Butterfly, but Buddha. And he does geriatric rock. And he does geriatric rock because, or he calls it geriatric rock because the youngest member of the band is 50 years old. So everybody in the band is older than 50. And he looks like he was maybe 60 or 70 himself. So it's pretty interesting. And then I met a guy named Ken, and he had a disco light in his car, and he played ABBA really loud, and then put the disco light on during the chorus. And I was just like, you are the
craziest
motherfucker
ABBA song did
ever.
You play?
I don't even remember. It wasn't one of the popular ones.
Oh,
It wasn't
okay.
like Mamma Mia or something like that. So I couldn't be able to say what song it was, but it was just like, he's like, do you like ABBA? And I'm like, yeah. And then he started playing it. And I'm like, okay, don't know this one, but whatever. And then when the chorus came on, he turned the disco light on, and it fills up the entire light of the room. And I was just like, wow, this is a party car. So it's pretty awesome. And then I met some guy named Seamus, who's from Ireland. And he has the most amazing accent ever. And then I met a guy named Peter. And Peter is actually making a movie called Anonymous 616. I already retweeted that on our Twitter page, and I'm now following Peter. So you guys should definitely check him out. Another big thing that I've been doing on Twitter is, you know, just trying to get us more of a following fan base. We're now being followed by Tony Todd, Candyman.
Woo!
We're now being followed by Tom Six, director of Human Centipede. We're also being followed by Dieter, who is the actor who played the crazy German who So is the people together. We're being followed by him now. And then David Alan Greer responded to one of our tweets. I had tweeted about that, what is it, the Hyundai Sonata with the ginger guy that sings that Sweet Caroline song. I tweeted to him that every time that song comes on, I keep waiting for him to come out of the back seat and go, reality check, can't sing, for God's sake, stop it. And that's actually a callback to his skit on In Living Color, where he did that to Jim Carrey when Jim Carrey was singing Aretha Franklin. So that's me.
Nice. Right. Well, it sounds like you were pretty busy on the Twitter account. I mean, I hop on there a few times a day, but I don't catch all of that because it's like by the time I get on there, we've gotten a lot of notifications. So I'm glad you're paying attention, like, consistently.
Well, yeah, no, I'm on it all the time because my job right now is so nice where I could literally be on the phone and work at the same time. Like, they don't care as long as I'm pushing the numbers out. So it's pretty cool.
But thank you. Thank you for working on the Twitter account. I appreciate that.
See, I want to do that because I know sometimes when you have your little meltdown that I have to show you that, no, we are making it.
We are doing it. It's happening. Yeah, I had emotionally after the surgery. I mean, like, you guys can tell that my voice hasn't completely changed. Right now, I'm a little sick, so it might sound nasally, which I really hate, but at least I can talk today. So I went through the surgery, then I went back probably like a month and a half later for a checkup with the doctor, and he had confirmed that I had 3 cancerous masses in my thyroid, and that it was good that we took out the whole thing instead of like half or part of it or whatever. And they tested to see what stage of cancer it was, and that would have determined whether I would go into radioactive iodine treatments. And he said luckily that it was really a low risk stage cancer that I was able to opt out of the radioactive iodine. So that was good news.
No radioactive Nisa, no Spider-Man powers.
Right? I was hoping for some Spider-Man powers. I was actually hoping for some Jennifer Tilly voice. We were really hoping for that.
No, I remember that.
Another thing was, it was cutting really close to my best friend in Texas's wedding. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of nervous that the radioactive iodine would actually prevent me from going to Texas, traveling down there and seeing her and her now husband. But I was able to go down to Texas, and you guys, yeah, it fucking sucked. I hated Texas.
Texas.
Like, while I was there, I mean, it was the end of September. It was just last week that I was there, and it was hot, so hot. Not only was it hot, it was, like, humid, so my hair was always frizzy. And I had to borrow a hair straightener because, you know, me here in Washington and Oregon, it's kind of like, it doesn't get humid, so I don't have to worry about straightening my hair or thinking it's going to, you know, frizz out. And yeah. I had to borrow a hair straightener there. Things that I learned in Texas while I was there in the airport, you know how our airport says restrooms and stuff like that, and it points a sign? Well, mm-hmm. Texans just call it the toilet. Toilets this way. And when driving in Texas, because we did do a rental car, nobody knows or wants to use the fucking turn signals on their cars.
Yeah.
Texas. It's maddening. Like, they will literally jump in front of you to the point where you have to slam on your brakes or you're going to rear end them because they didn't tell you that they were going to come over. And I don't know what's up with Texas and like what they tax on or what they use their taxes on, but they definitely don't fucking use it on the roads, because I guess we just make up lanes when we're in Texas. Like, Me and Dan, my husband, we're just like driving down the freeway or highway, and all of a sudden there's a 2-car lane in 1 traffic lane. Like, all of a sudden it turned into like the 5th lane.
Weird.
And we were like, what the fuck? Like, there's not even a line indicator. It's just, there's just 2 lanes of traffic, and that's completely normal. Like, it was crazy. I would never want to move to Texas on purpose. Someone would have to pay me like large dollar amounts to live there.
Why did your friend move there? So, I mean, she was originally from Seattle, right?
Well, her dad was in the military, and so was my dad. So we both moved up to Washington about around the same time. Her mm-hmm. mom is actually from Louisiana. And
oh, okay.
Her mom, a couple years back, got a job for, I think, data entry in Dallas, Texas. And so she ended up moving the whole family down there, and my best friend went with her family instead of staying up here. Even though she, like, really loves it in the Northwest, she's a true Northwestern, and she also hates it in Texas. She, you know, found the man of her dreams down there, and so her voyage in Texas is kind of continuing on.
No offense to your friend, but tell her to stay in Texas.
No. She can come up here if she wants to.
She can visit.
She can visit. You're so rude.
She can
so rude.
Visit.
Any shout-outs that we want to give at this time? I want to say that we are going to start implementing some pre-recorded commercials in our show. So if you would like to, if you support our show, we would love to support you in your show. Go ahead and record a commercial for your show, email it and title it Commercial of Name Here, and we'll go ahead and put it in a kind of collage audio commercial thingamabob and play it
we
on our
do
show.
It like radio shows do it, you know, like we're like, you're listening to the Horror Club, and then we could just like medley it up.
You're right.
Talk to the Horror Club. Hi, I'm Andrew from Thursday Ketchup. Hi, I'm Wesley from VMH.
You're doing your shout outs while you're doing
the Horror Club.
I love how you're doing your shout outs as you're like trying to make an example of a commercial.
I love multitasking, it. Lisa.
I love it. Yeah, so if you're interested in being in that commercial oh my god, words are hard right now. The commercial on our shows, go ahead and email us at thehorrorclub@gmail.com and we'll be able to put it all together. Any other shout outs you guys want to give before I start my shout outs?
Yeah, Home Video Hustle.
Shout out to Home Video Hustle. Awesome movie podcast. And they did one recently. I listened to one where they did one of the Star Wars. The show is with PJ and...
Brent. Pauly, PJ, and Brent. Another shout-out I want to give to is Gemma Lawrence at Tudor Tweep. She is an author that specializes in the Tudor dynasty, and she actually has 4 books out that are based on Elizabeth I. She and I were actually chit-chatting a little bit about the Tudors, and I'm going to check out all her books because anything about the Tudor dynasty, like, gets me totally wet. Like, seriously.
Okay. My shout-outs are going to go to What Were They Thinking podcast, where they do review some really bad movies. They recently reviewed the new King Arthur movie, Legend of the Sword.
Yeah, you saw that one.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. So if you guys want to hear a pretty funny movie review, check out WWTT Podcast at Twitter. They're also a Podbean-supported podcast as well. That was pretty cool.
Kimberly Nicole from Sibs Web Series. She and I were chit-chatting a little bit, and she actually started listening to our season 1 episodes. So she's in luck. She does not have a long wait for season 2 since we're already getting into that business now.
Another shout out I kind of want to give is Sean Brett, Bacon Knight. He's from Mr. Bacon Pants, preview review co-host of the world's only bacon podcast. And a couple weeks ago, I asked him if I could be his bacon princess and he can be my bacon knight. And he said that would be cool. He will defend my honor. So shout out to you, Sean Brett at Bacon Knight. And, you know, our usual supporters. Hashtag Blackout Podcast, What It Do, Intellectual Lex Saviors.
Factor, yeah. Lex Factor.
Lexi from Lex Factor, yeah. Podstalgic, Peter. And the Daily Cringe Podcast. Also, check out their gaming channel or their skit channel, Mutually Bueno, on YouTube. Anna, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Mm-mm.
She's so silent over there. You know why Anna's so silent? It's because she took a nap before we had to get on live.
Yeah, I have like a headache.
I'm sorry,
Anna.
Take some Advil.
Well, I have one last one. I would like to shout out to Everyone Has a Podcast. We were having a little bit of a conversation about hentai, and there was some best friend acknowledgement.
Oh yes,
there.
You fucking whore. I saw it, you cheater.
But, you know, like they said, we'll always have September.
And of course, anyone in the Castaways chat, we are going to give a shout out to. I know it's just a big crew of people that we're, like, 17 people that we have in that chat room. You know, very sorry that we're not able to communicate as well as we want to in there, but by the time we actually get to check it, we're kind of lost in the conversation. But thanks for including us anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks
so much.
All right, let's get into, you know what time it is, guys?
It's K-pop time.
Bing, 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 bing. It's so weird not having like the effects on the show. You do.
I know, right?
That's
This will
okay,
be our
because.
last live episode.
No, I kind of I want to continue the live episodes. I'm thinking we could do one for the first weekend of every month. Does that sound good with you guys?
Okay.
All right, so every first weekend of the month, you would be able to check out the Horror Club on Sundays starting at 1 p.m.
Hopefully, if all of us are here and not
right,
taking a
Anna,
nap.
Not 1:18, not
hey,
1:18,
make
Anna.
Sure.
We're going to go live at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So if you guys want to catch us on our next live episode and you did not know we were going live this weekend, very sorry. But you'll be able to catch us live every month now on the first Saturday or first Sunday of every month at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And of course, if you still want to listen to the edited episodes, you can definitely still follow us through Google Play, iTunes, and
we're
all that.
Still gonna, yeah, we're still going to post them on Podbean. It's just that if you want everything live and unscripted before we edited it, you gotta...
this is your opportunity to fucking tell us, you know, what's up in the chat box below and all that good stuff. Anyway, let's get into K-pop time.
Bing, 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 bing.
The first video that we're going to be looking up is EXO's Power. So everybody...
Ooh, I'm excited for this one.
Now we know a lot of groups have come back, but these two, we were only able to limit it to two videos for our live episode because
it's
of time
battle.
Issues.
Battle of the initial band.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't know which the next initial band's going to be, you'll be a little surprised, I guess. You should know.
Come on, who's our number one right now?
Right. Who's taking
the
over?
One,
who's taking
the
over the world
K-pop
now with 70 million
after,
views?
Yeah. Whose pillow am I clutching right now?
Right.
There at you all. I loved it.
And let's go ahead and rate it like we said we were in our last episode that we were going to rate it was so music, visuals, and dancing. Since there was no dancing in this video, of course, it gets a 0 from all of us. Okay, Kaylee, you go first since you already started.
Rossi.
Sorry, Frosty. It's been a while.
Visually, I love it. There's like a lot going on and there's a nice little story, you know. And also, if you remember from Lucky One and Monster and, you know, like Lotto and all that, I don't know if you guys like play into much of what the stories are about when they make videos, but in Lucky One and Monster, it was about them getting captured and then not having their superpowers anymore that they had when they first started. And then so this is kind of them back in action where they do have their powers. I love that it's like, you know, continuing it and showing that they're back in action. They're ready to be EXO again.
How about music?
Music-wise, I thought the song was a little generic. But, I mean, I enjoyed the video. I thought the video was fun. And I'm still going to download the song. It's just I don't feel like this was like something that I would like sing all the time.
Your rating out of 5?
Out of 5, I'd probably give it a 3.
A 3. All right. Musically, I'm going to say that this did not hit a, oh my god, EXO is back kind of thing for me. It was kind of like, oh, this is cute for something that would go on a commercial. The Energizer commercial, possibly?
Oh, yeah. We got power.
I thought it was a jingle that belonged in a commercial more than a actual actual album from EXO. Visually, I thought the video was entertaining because it did have a storyline. But, you know me, I like seeing dancing in videos. I always look forward to EXO's dance moves. So I'm going to probably see if there's a live performance that they do a dance to. And I feel like the dance will probably be a cutesy dance. I'm going to give this video a 3 as well.
I didn't really like it on all accounts. Visually, it was all right, but I feel like they've done way better. I'm probably leaning towards a 3 too.
So it sounds like we did not really thoroughly enjoy EXO's power, although it was a 3 from all of us. We were kind of, I would say we were expecting more. Sorry, right. EXO, but it's up for this one.
You can do better.
I still love EXO, though. Yeah, I will still watch any
video. We still love EXO. This will still be in the playlist, but it's not a repeat. It's not a let's play it again immediately after we've just heard it.
This is more of a, okay, I've already gone through all 1,000 of my songs on my playlist, and now it's back on again. Yay!
Right. Now up to our next video, which is BTS DNA.
Love, 힘을 준 건 우연이 아니니까 우리 완전 달라 baby 운명을 찾아낸 둘이니까 우주가 생긴 그날부터 계속 로망의 세계를 넘어서 계속 우리 전생에도 아마 땀생에도 영원히 함께니까
I love it. Ooh. This is definitely a 5 for me.
Wait, it's not even over yet. You're already rating it.
Yeah, sorry. No, it's definitely the best thing ever.
Okay, yeah. So Anna, you can go first in rating the video.
I give it a 5. Visually, it was great. I like their dance. V looked adorable, like always. And it was really colorful. It kind of gave me like the GOT7 vibe in their last few videos, kind of like the Just Right video, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it definitely had like visually a Just Right type thing.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Visually 5, musically 5, because this is definitely a song that I would play on repeat again and again. And then I'm sorry, I'm lost. And how awesome dancing? Yes, dancing. Love the dancing. Love the footwork. It just seemed so beautiful. I mean, like, at first I was kind of shocked, especially from how different it was from the last couple videos. But yeah, now I'm like, this is pretty cool.
So visually, I enjoyed it as well. It paired well with the EXO Power that we just watched. The color, the neon colors, and the bright kind of settings. But, of course, BTS kind of did it a little bit better.
Always a bit better.
Dancing's on point. We know that BTS's dancing is just so good. That's something that we always look forward to when we watch their videos. And the music was great. I loved it. It's something that I would download and put on replay.
Replay.
Right. So it is also a 5 for me. So at this point in time, BTS wins the initial battle of the K-pop. Battle of the initial K-pop bands.
Yeah.
Let's get into K-pop news. Did anyone realize that there is an off-Broadway musical called K-pop?
No.
I found this out. Yeah. They have it in New York. It's about the struggles of a K-pop artist and how the, like, behind the scenes kind of thing with K-pop music and all that stuff. It's a bilingual musical.
Oh.
There is an upcoming new group coming out. They're a K-pop boy group from JYP. They are called The Stray Kids. So they've recently just busted out a teaser for their music called Hellevator.
Wait, they're called the Straight Kids?
No, Stray. S-T-R-A-Y.
Oh, Stray Kids. Okay, because I was going to say they're definitely gay.
Yeah. So
if you have to tell me you're straight, you're gay.
Now, I know you guys haven't checked it out, but I actually looked into the teaser a little bit because I kind of was wondering what they were like, and they have a very, they have a hip-hop look, so that's probably a group that we're going to be looking into fairly soon once they come out and have their full music video.
I'm excited.
What MTV has considered the 5 freshest K-pop groups that debuted this year that we need to look out for, number one being Pristine, which is a girl group. If you missed IOI, then you'll like Pristine, apparently. The second one is another initial K-pop group, ACE, A-C-E, but A.C.E. This group actually caught many eyes because of the wrong reasons, because they loved wearing booty shorts during their busking sessions and even on stages. So this is a boy group, guys. Wearing booty shorts. Wearing booty shorts. We might want to check out ACE.
Yeah, I think I want to check that out.
I think I'll have to, I haven't checked it out either, but I think we'll have to forward that to each other. Number three on the list was Card, and I've listened to Card's music. I like them. They're a co-ed group. I can't say that I can pick my favorite song, but I do thoroughly enjoy the Hola Hola music video, and the visuals and the music are pretty good. They said that to look out for also is called Wall Worry. I think I'm pronouncing it maybe wrong. Walwari. So far, they're only doing like cover songs on YouTube, so that's something we want to go ahead and check out.
Who do they cover?
Yeah, they do covers and some live performances on there as well.
No, I mean, like, who are they covering?
Well, it says here that one of the posted videos is called Hakuna Matata. I'm not sure if...
They do, like, Disney?
I'm assuming it's a Disney song. Another group that we've heard a lot of talk about is 101. 101. W-A-N-N-A, number 1-O-N-E, spelled out. And I haven't listened to their music either, but it sounds like they're getting pretty popular, and maybe that's something we want to check out as well. They made their official debut on August 7th, so a month ago.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's get into our normal news. Frosty, take it away!
Trump sucks! yeah, so everybody's pretty much aware of the NFL and Trump story, right, guys? Was that a so a couple of the players were kneeling during the national anthem to support Black Lives Matter, and apparently Trump went on a rampage saying, no, you need to stand for the national anthem, and then he was basically calling them terrorists for not standing for the national anthem, and even calling on them to be fired from the NBA. Also, while he was busy, or NBA, NFL, basically every place. Also, while he was focusing on the NFL and the players kneeling during the games, he totally neglected Puerto Rico and everything that was going on there with Hurricane Maria. So right now, everybody's basically in waist-deep water. They don't have any power, any food, and he actually went on a Twitter rampage where he basically called out the mayor.
Okay, Kaylee, sorry, I do want to say something about the NFL and Trump. Mm-hmm. A while back, actually, he sued the NFL for mistreatment or something. He won like $3 million and was banned for life from the NFL. So there's that. And I feel like that's why he's taking it to heart in regards to everyone kneeling.
So you think it's just a personal attack?
Yeah. I mean, everything he does is personal attack.
Because it does seem like a personal attack.
Okay, yeah. So he was bad-mouthing the mayor of San Juan. He went on like a rampage of 18 tweets for 11 hours where he was basically blaming Puerto Rico for being victims. And then he also managed to say, oh, tell them not to believe the fake news or whatever. Or people of Puerto Rico don't believe the fake news. We are trying to help you. And then it's like you see that there are these little kids that are cleaning up their streets by themselves. You see their mayor in, you know, waist deep water, like distributing food to people and all that. And then meanwhile, Trump's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to show up on Tuesday. Because right now I'm golfing and they need to learn to help themselves because they have all this debt that they need to take care of. Like, fuck their debt right now, okay? If somebody's house is burning down, do you really tell them, oh, by the way, your cell phone bill is due? You know?
Well,
like,
yeah.
Like, sorry, my cell phone burned in my house fire. Fuck you right now.
I know that for Puerto Rico, Pitbull has been flying out cancer patients to the U.S. to let them be able to continue their chemotherapy.
That's and right. Yeah.
Jet. So I know that he's been helping. I know that J-Lo has donated $1 million or so dollars to help Daddy Yankee. A bunch of different people have been trying to help because the government's not doing its work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually just saw on the news about Pitbull lending his private jet to help people in Puerto Rico, which is funny because fucking Trump has like private planes. And he's not that. And then on top of that, you know, we have that one there. I don't know if you guys heard about this story about one of the congressmen who took basically $1 million private jet plane flight from like Washington to California or something like that on our money.
Yeah. Didn't he resign?
Yeah. And he just resigned. And it's, and then everybody's like, okay, fine. We're glad that you resigned, but you still need to pay that $1 million back to us for your fucking private jet. You know,
that's not gonna happen though.
Well, of course not, because he's fucking stupid as shit. But it's just like, you know how stupid everybody is, where it's like, okay, yeah, you take these personal private jet planes, meanwhile there's people in Puerto Rico who could who need that to get out,
right? Like, yeah, it's estimated for
help with the chemotherapy. That's pretty good.
It's estimated that the people in Puerto Rico aren't going to get their electricity back until like a year or something.
Holy shit, that fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've like ran out of food at this point. It's gotten really, really bad.
Yeah. Wow. And anyways, him blatantly asking them not to believe the news and that he is helping, that shouldn't be what you're focusing on right now. You should get off the goddamn golf course and you should get on your fucking private jet and you should be in there now. You know, don't wait till fucking Tuesday. Go there now. You should have gone there yesterday.
Trump sucks. We're just trying to live. We're trying to live the next 3 years. At least we've almost made it to one, right?
255 days too long.
Right.
I do want to add, next month, don't forget, I am going to be going to the DACA rally, and Ez is going to help me do interviews.
Yeah, that's part of the news. Anna's going to go to a DACA rally, and we're sending her out with some questions, and she's going to go interview some individuals in the DACA rally.
Make sure you say that you're from the Horror Club.
Right. We're going to give her pin while she's out there. Another thing is, in October, we're going to be going to an unconference for podcasts here in the Portland area. So hopefully we will be able to connect with some local podcasters while we're there. That's going to be pretty exciting as well.
And then in December, you and me are going to Seattle for PodCon.
Oh, yes. Anna, unfortunately, will not be able to join us at that time since she will not be able to get the time off requested.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Yeah. We understand.
Anna.
Besides,
I have to work for a living.
Because you're going to the DACA rally and we're unable to go to the DACA rally, so that'll count.
Well, in movie news, I hear that they've started development on Lucy 2. I don't know if anyone's seen Lucy 1.
I've seen one.
I am surprised there's a number 2 coming out, honestly.
I like Scarlett Johansson, but I did not like Lucy.
I know, right? I can't really believe that they're trying to make a second movie out of that. But And I don't know where they're going to go with that. Is she going to just take over the world? Another movie news. I hear that a Men in Black spinoff is officially set for the summer of 2019.
Oh, that.
Well, it says here Jonah Hill.
Okay.
So it'd be one of the...
All right, I can see Jonah Hill doing that, yeah.
Possibly Jonah Hill.
So just like a spinoff with possible Jonah Hill right now?
Yeah. Go ahead and talk about some movies that we've recently seen. I know me and Frosty have done a actual full review of It, but just gonna skip over that and talk about it on this show. We did all see It. I enjoyed the movie. It was lacking though for me, because I went into the movie theater thinking that I was just gonna get shit scared, and it was the definite opposite effect for me. I felt like I enjoyed it and laughed more than I should have instead of screamed, but that could be me just not having a soul. I enjoyed the visuals and the effects that the movie had that the original one did not have. I enjoyed Skarsgård's clown better than Tim Curry's. I felt like the clown in this one was more the first impressions was, oh, he's so friendly, no wonder why the kids would want to come near him, versus Tim Curry's was like he was just totally creepy and you didn't understand why Georgie would even talk to a fucking stranger dressed up in a clown suit in the sewer. But this one, it was kind of like, oh, Georgie kind of thinks he's cute and he kind of thinks he's funny, no wonder why he's gonna go in there. Just because it didn't scare me as much as I wanted it to, I'm gonna give it a 4.5.
I would give it a 5 myself because I just love the whole thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the original It, and then I love the novel, but I like what they did with this one and how, you know, like they took different aspects from it. You know, they showed you more. Like, I know it's terrible, but I actually liked watching Georgie get his arm ripped off. it's so terrible for me to say that. But yeah, and then I thought Skarsgård's Pennywise was actually adorable. I wanted to be his friend. Like, that part when he had, you know, Bill in his arms, and then he's like, let me just have him. I'll just eat him, and then I'll go to sleep, and then you can live your lives.
Spoiler alert.
I was like, okay. I was like, you go do that.
Go live your life with the clown. Go live it.
I'm like, oh, this poor clown. Poor creature. Yes, I felt for the creature. I felt for it. And I was like, all it does is wakes up, eats people for a year, then goes back to sleep for 27 years.
27 years, yeah.
You know?
He doesn't eat people, though. He eats kids.
He eats children. Chitlins. He likes the chitlins.
Yeah, well, you know, some of those were bad kids.
but not Georgie. Georgie was a sweetie.
Oh, no. Well, he was hungry. He had to get the little one. But anyways, another thing that I wanted to say, too, is he didn't really go after the Losers Club until they were going after him. You know? Yeah. Like, felt threatened, so that's why.
And not really. He went after them first before they went after him.
Because Georgie.
Yeah. Well, not only Georgie, like, the whole gang didn't get together until all of them were attacked.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't enlist the help of the town bully until they all beamed together to get him.
Yeah, but I mean, he still went after them first. They were just going after him while
trying to get them.
Anyway.
But they weren't even mentioned Dawn, you know?
Anyway, let's go with Anna's review before we get into a tyrant.
Okay.
I give the movie a 5. I actually screamed.
You would, Anna.
I screamed the bathroom. So not the blood scene, but the other scene where the girl gets chased into the bathroom by her dad and then she hits him. And then the clown pops out. That's when I screamed.
That made you scream?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting him. It was the least, like, I had put my, like, I hadn't, I was expecting all the other parts. So I wasn't, like, super scared on the other parts. I was still scared, but it wasn't, like, the worst. But this one, I let my guard down. I was sipping on my cider and I was like, everything's okay right now. Like, she just got... She just saved herself. It's all good. And then, bam, I screamed. That's what happened.
You screamed?
Yeah.
I screamed, too. I actually screamed at the part with the headless boy.
Yes, you did. I forgot about that. So Frosty and I went to go see that movie together. And, like, the whole time I'm, like, sitting there giggling and, like, and then there's the scene where they're in the, what's his name again? Is it Benny?
Ben.
Okay, Ben was going down the archive room in the library, and then this, like, you know, corpse starts, burnt up body starts walking down the stairs, and then it turns out to be a headless little boy's body, and Kaylee screams. And I look at her like, what the fuck? How did you scream?
Well, because it walked down slowly, and then you see it doesn't have a head, and then all of a sudden it runs at you, and then you're like, how can you fucking see me right now?
That was the only time I jumped in that movie was because Frosty screamed. She screamed.
That's like when we went to go.
Me.
That's like when we went to go see Get Out. When we went to go see Get Out, then the chick just like walks across the kitchen, and I'm like, oh shit!
Oh my God.
And she's like, he's just in the kitchen.
That fucking cracked me. Oh, I was laughing so hard at you. Oh my God. So I at least jump at least once when we're watching a scary movie because of Frosty when she fucking screams. Anyway, And another movie that we all seen together was actually the Netflix original Gerald's Game, which is based off of the Stephen King novel. How to describe this movie? Basically, a couple, an elderly, I guess they're middle-aged couple, end up going on a vacation out to a lake house, and they're trying to rekindle their marriage or their love or their sex life, whatever. And the husband decides to handcuff his wife to the bedpost, both of her hands, and ends up dying of a heart attack. This woman goes through a kind of a spiritual journey as she's trying to survive tied up to the bedpost. Frosty, what did you think about the movie?
Oh, wait, Anna wanted to say something.
Okay, Anna,
I was just going to say it's not a spiritual journey. She goes batshit crazy.
I thought it was a very spiritual journey since she had to battle things that happened to her in the past life. And when she came out of that experience, she was a better or newer version of herself. So I would call that a spiritual journey.
I would agree, especially since both me and Niza have had our mental breakdown.
Right? That's very spiritual to us, our mental breakdown.
Find them spiritual. So I fucking hated this movie. Not because it was terrible. No, I enjoyed the movie. I hated the situation.
Oh, yeah. I'm never going to fucking play that game.
Exactly a fear that I have. And I actually, when her wrist came out of that and there was blood, and I was like, no. I'm like, I can't.
You're just like, I can't.
I hate when your arm gets cut like that and then there's blood. Like, I'm okay with, like, losing limbs, but I don't know. I guess it's just, like, the maiming of them by, like, normal standards. Like, if a demon clown bites your arm off and then you're crawling away, I'm like, oh, that sucks. But yeah, you rip your hand off some handcuffs.
Spoiler alert.
I'm like, ah, I can't.
Right, there had to be some self-mutilation for her to... try to survive.
Although it was so funny is like when she got handcuffed to the bed and before I like knew what was going on with the husband and all that, I was like, oh, I know this is gonna fucking happen. This is ridiculous. Like she's gonna fucking get stuck to the bed and then it's gonna be about her trying to get out, get away, and you know, and stuff like that. But yeah. And yeah. It's what's funny, like I've actually read the story for this movie as well, and what's funny about it is in the book they say that they actually played that game before, and it was just this time for some reason she was feeling uneasy and didn't want to play.
Oh yeah. Well, I think in the movie there was a mention of things having to be done for him to want to have sex.
Yeah, like it's harder and harder for him to get off now,
right?
Or something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anna, what was your rating of the movie?
Probably a 4.
A 4? Why a 4?
It was good, but it wasn't like super duper good. I feel like part of it was just like, I don't know, like I don't know how to explain it. Like like Kaylee was saying, it was kind of predictable, but it was still like, oh, okay, well that part's not too bad. But then there's parts where it's like, okay, but why are you doing that? Why wouldn't you have thought about doing this before? Why is it just now? Like, you waited until you were super weak to be able to be like, okay, I need to get out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it was a spiritual journey because I think in the beginning, she just felt just a victim. She couldn't... the person that she was like a submissive non-thinker. She couldn't think for herself. She played a role, and she thought that it's just hard to explain because it feels like she grew as a character from beginning to the end, because in the beginning she acted like a victim. She felt, you know, she felt weak, she felt useless, she felt like she couldn't think for herself, and through her trial she finally realized, no, you gotta fucking survive. Like this is your make it or break it point, and you have to think for yourself, and you need not to be a victim.
Yeah.
So that's what I liked the movie. I would give it a 5 because I really enjoyed I really enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the journey she went through, and I really enjoyed the Moonlight Man.
He did freak me out.
Yeah, that's the good
Thought it was
part
hot.
though. When you're freaked out,
No,
that's
but
when it's good.
I tried
thought
watching
it was
this
hot.
by myself. Like, Jeff fell asleep right a little bit before that, and then the Moonlight Man came, and I was like, nope, I'm pausing this, saving it for the morning. I can't do this. I was like, nope, I'm not going to creep myself out.
I watched that movie all by myself, guys.
I did too.
How about you, Kaylee?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought he was hot.
I mean, your rating, Kaylee, your overall rating.
Oh, five.
Jeff thinks that his feet should have been bigger because he had a deformity. If everything was larger, then his foot should have been a lot bigger than the footprint he left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
So would you agree with Anna?
Partway, and then kind of twisted,
Right.
like a good M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah. It was a good movie, and everyone can check it out on Netflix. It's a definite must-watch. They did a really great job on it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All
Please
right.
watch. Love it.
So before we end our show, I want to go ahead and let everyone know that the ending song that we're going to be playing today is by an artist named Falcon, and the song is called "Da Kind." Hopefully, you guys will listen to the whole song at the end of our show, and hopefully, we'll have him on the show in this season. And we also have some contests coming up too that we need to go ahead and chat with our friends about. Make sure that you're listening to our episodes to get more information on that contest to receive prizes. Anything anyone else wants to add?
No.
Super glad we're back, guys. I'm
Me too.
glad that we started season two. Thanks for your membership to the Heart Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere and everywhere like iTunes, Google Play. Leave us some reviews, like, comment, and share because we just love. And if you hated your time with us today, sorry.
Sorry, we're
You're not
not
sorry.
sorry.
That was nothing but genuine. You had a hand in just about everything. And now I know the kind of girl that you are. And the one you pretended to be. You didn't love me. You were in love with the thought of me. Fucking with my mind like a bachelobotomy. But you know what? What? You know the kind, bruh. You know the kind, you know the kind, bruh. I see your girl like all the time, bruh. Can't tell you if she's yours or mine, no. And I'm never holding back, I give you all of mine. Got a couple bad ideas that I like to try. If you ain't getting on a train, then get behind the line. Go grab a cross and then just quit your crying. This is really, really not the time. I get no money all the fucking time. Wanna know if it's a problem, can't you read the sign? She says she wildin' cause people like me though. You know I don't know no people like me though. She's saying she could get like 20 other me's though. I just seen her make like 20 enemies though. You know the kind, you know the kind, bruh. Go get your girl from out the line, bruh. You know I see her all the time, bruh. Can't tell you if she's yours or mine, no. Type of girl to leave you praying on a Sunday. Talking about how baby, baby, you my one day. You pretty nerdy with your fun ting. You gon' turn this to a let me get my gun day. Like your dad up from last month, I just won't roll over. I don't want no president that got no comb over. If you my ex, you probably think this is not over. I'm happy you gone, I'll call that a fool disclosure. How could you be so hard with skin so soft?
I tried to touch your heart, but it felt hard as a rock. You gon' pick them pieces up and you gon' be alright. Don't let the next guy catch you slipping, you gon' be alright. You know the kind, you know the kind, bruh.